So if we remember the gifts he gave us and we do those things, the things he did, the way he would do them, then I think we need to know what Jesus said next. For he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I wonder, do you have vines in your country? We have so many in our land. We see them so often. The vine growing up from the ground, the branches growing out to the sides, and the fruit hanging from the branches. He spoke about those branches, how the branches that bear fruit need to be pruned, and how once they are pruned, they bear more fruit. Well, everyone living in these parts knows if the branch grows too far out, it will become worn out. I thought about this recently, especially about what he said about abiding in him. He said, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. And he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And if you wonder what he means about abiding in him, he said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Oh, such promises he made to us. Though I must admit, I sometimes find his commandments a challenge. It sounds so easy, that you love one another as I have loved you. Yet he loved us all so perfectly, and his love never fails. There is one other thing that he said at that time that I find a great encouragement. He said it to the ones who had been closest to him. He said, no longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. He said servants didn't know what their master was doing, but that all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. More than all that, he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. Back to the vine. And remember, that applies to you too. If you believe in him, ultimately, it's because he chose you. He has called you. The things he said next that evening weren't about truth or vines. They were about hatred and persecution, about how he was hated and we would be hated, about how because he was hated, his Father was hated. He said if he had not come and spoken and done all the things that he did, people wouldn't have been guilty. But he had come. He did speak, and so many saw it. Yet still they turned away. So he said, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He spoke again then about the Helper coming and how he, Jesus, was telling them what would happen so that when such things did happen, they would remember he had said it would. I don't think any of the disciples understood, not even Simon Peter, James or John. It's only looking back that we begin to understand. Now we know what people did to him. Now we've seen our own brothers and sisters hated and persecuted. So often in these 30 years since, we have said to one another, he told us it would happen. And we remind one another that he also said, I have said all these things to keep you from falling away. He spoke again about going away. Talked about the Helper coming after he had gone. He said the Helper or the Holy Spirit would convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. and it's true. Speak to anyone who follows our Lord and they know. They know what it is to be convicted. It's not nice. But by His grace, we are never condemned. And if you want to know more about the Holy Spirit, there is much that John has written, but I cannot share it all with you now. Perhaps he said these things more than once because they were hard for the disciples to understand. He knew what was coming. They had no idea. Oh, I know people say it was all there in the scriptures, but we didn't think of that at the time. Even now we have to remind one another and keep reminding one another. Those who don't live in Jerusalem, they meet with other believers, followers of the way, and they encourage one another. I hope you do too. Even those like Paul who go out spreading the good news to the ends of the earth, even they have people to support them and remind them of all that he said.